Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
All right. Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. I'm your host, Rob Rumsberg, and very excited for the podcast here today. For those of you that don't know me, I lead a powerful team here at Gradient, and this is a team that's dedicated specifically to helping independent financial advisors scale their businesses, more importantly, without burning out and without doing all of the heavy lifting themselves. I've spent years in the trenches in the business of the financial industry world, recruiting top advisors, coaching practices through growth and scaling and selling those practices and helping others purchase those practices. But more importantly, really helping advisors build the type of client relationships that really last, and more specifically for folks to really enjoy the business over the years. You know, this is a business that I consider to be a lifelong business. This is not a job. It's not even a career. It's something to where it's a lifestyle. You have to love what you do to be in this business. And here's the thing. Let's be real here. The industry itself is full of noise, full of broken promises, products, platforms, performance reports. And here's the thing for you, however, clients don't stay with you because of performance reports, right? They stay with you because of trust, because of connection, because you become more than just their advisor. You really, truly become a part of their life. And really, that's my favorite part of this business as well, in working with my advisors. And quite frankly, that's what being unfiltered and unstoppable is all about. Cutting through the noise, getting real about what it actually takes to grow, and be able to at the same time love the business that we're in. And today we're going to be diving into one of the most important skills that you'll ever master. And that is to how to deepen client relationships beyond the numbers. And you know, the thing that I realized after being in this business for over 25 years, clients don't stay with you because you got that extra 50 basis points. They don't stay with you because you found them the perfect annuity, right? Or nailed that asset allocation. They stay with you because not only do they like you, but they actually trust you. And trust doesn't live on quarterly performance reports. It lives in the conversations that has nothing to do with the markets, nothing at all. If you're only showing up with spreadsheets and pie charts, you're really missing the most powerful part of the connection point that you'll ever have with your clients. And that's really what today's all about, connecting deeper with your clients. Here's the kicker. There's always going to be another advisor with slightly better returns that would be able to take a client from you if that's all your relationship is based on is returns. But if you're someone that makes your clients feel seen, heard, and understood, quite frankly, that's irreplaceable. And so today we're going to go unfiltered on this, on how to deepen client relationships beyond the numbers. And let's start in here with a quick advisor story. Years ago, I had an advisor with a client, and on paper, they looked perfect. We've all had those clients, right? Plenty of assets, fantastic cash flow, very simple estate structure, easy case, right? But most recently, every time that they had met, something had felt off. The client, you could tell, was distracted. You could tell he was hesitant, not really engaged. And as opposed to just diving into the performance, and you know, let me pause here. For many of you, that this might seem like common sense. However, hopefully this serves as a great refresher, and hopefully I'll be able to give some additional hints and tips here throughout the conversation today to help further those relationships. Sorry, I digress. So as opposed to diving right into the performance, he took a step back and the advisor asked his client just one very simple question. And that question was, hey man, how are things at home? To which the client froze, and he had actually shared that his wife had just been diagnosed with early stage Alzheimer's. Obviously, at that point in time, everything suddenly changed. You know, numbers on the balance sheet didn't matter. Everything had a new meaning. And from that day forward, conversations were no longer necessarily about beating benchmarks, right? They were more about making sure that his wife was going to be cared for and about protecting him from burnout and about making sure that the kids understood the plan, right? Because we're talking about a whole family with many of these scenarios. That one moment that he stepped beyond the numbers, that changed everything, right? He was no longer just the guy managing money. He became a partner that was walking through life with him, right alongside him. And I'm sure you won't be shocked, but he stayed with the advisor until the day he passed. And even more impressive, the kids did as well. So here's the lesson. Your clients more than likely are never going to reveal their deepest concerns until you create a real space for that conversation. So let's break down five ways to be able to deepen client relationships beyond the numbers. First of all, we've got to have active listening, right? We all, most advisors, believe that we are good listeners, right? That's what we believe. Until you ask your spouse. truth is, all of us listen just enough to be able to respond, not enough to truly hear. So we need to have emotional intelligence. What does that mean? That means noticing tone, right? It means noticing hesitation, noticing body language. I mean, there are books and books and books out there talking about body language. So vital, so important to understand what is really happening with body language, right? And also to have the courage, the confidence, the understanding to be able to pause as opposed to instead of jumping to solutions. And let's ask a second question. So if the client says, yeah, things are fine, don't just nod and move on, right? Ask. So John, I noticed you said fine. What does fine mean for you right now? shut up, pause, lean back in your chair, pay attention, be involved. That's how you open the door to a real conversation. One of my advisors told me that he had a client in the first part of the meeting use fine 5 separate times throughout the meeting. So by the fifth time, my advisor stopped and asked, so what does fine really mean? And that client broke down, and he broke down about his son's struggles with drug addiction. And that conversation, then all of a sudden, everything changed for that plan. So here's an advisor mistake, right? Listening while waiting for your turn to talk. That's basic for life, especially for us married folks. Like, don't do that. Too many of us are thinking while we're listening. And what we mean is we think that listening equals nodding while we're actually just waiting for our turn to talk. Don't do that, right? You hate it when others do that. And definitely don't listen just to insert yourself into the conversation and take it to go this way. Listening is drawing out what isn't being said. So try this in your next review. Commit to 2 follow-up questions before offering any solution. And you'll be amazed at what comes out. So here are 2 things that you could say and you'll be able to use right away. So first of all, Mary, can you tell me a little bit more about what's behind that? Second one would be, so tell me, how is this really affecting you and your family right now? And once again, have the courage and the confidence to be able to pause after you ask those questions and to really be a part of the conversation. Second one, let's remember personal milestones. Once again, this might seem common to some of you. So let's remember birthdays, anniversaries, kids' graduations, even the small stuff like their favorite vacation spot. You don't need a CRM system to be human. However, you do need a system to remember, especially for those of us that have a large client base. Inside your CRM system, keep a life notes section. Find a way to text a client on their daughter's wedding day. Send a small note when they've welcomed the grandchild. Buy a coffee when you know they're getting ready to travel. So give them a gift card on their travel day. So another story. One of my favorite advisors, he sent a handwritten card for one of his clients' 50th wedding anniversaries. And he told me this story, and he was really emotional about it. And he goes, you know, 2 years later, we had an annual review. And the client, the wife, she pulled the card out of her purse for that meeting. And what that says is that little card means everything more than any sort of performance statement, right? Here's an advisor mistake. When you treat milestones as extra, they're not extra. They are central. They are exactly why you do this. That's specifically why we do this, because of the milestones. Outside of that, nothing else matters, right? Clients remember who remembered them. Clients remember who remembered them. Third one, ask deeper questions about values. So every client has money. Not every client has clarity. That's why you're here, to provide clarity. Instead of asking things generic questions like, when do you want to retire? ask more specific questions like, what do you want to do on your mornings to feel like you're retired? When you are retired, what would be a perfect morning for you? Instead of asking, how much income do you need? Ask something along the lines, what would make you feel secure enough to stop working? We're asking feelings, okay? We're trying to understand emotions. When you uncover values, the numbers serve the life, not the life serving the numbers, right? That's the important piece of the puzzle. I always remember one of the questions one of my advisors asked his client. He goes, what do you want your money to do for your kids? And the client came back and said, honestly, I don't want my kids to be spoiled. I want them to be hungry. I was hungry to get where I am at, where I'm at today. I was hungry. I want to make sure that they stay hungry just like I was. Guess what? That answer provided a very clear and distinct path for that advisor to go down. Here's another mistake. Surface level questions that sound smart, but don't reveal the why. Deeper questions will separate you from 90% of the other advisors out there. Number four, be a life guide, not just a financial guide. So clearly money touches everything, right? Marriage, kids, health, career, faith. Clients don't need someone just to manage their assets. They need someone to be there to help them navigate the crossroads. They need someone there to be able to help them navigate life. Once again, that's why we do this. Not for the best performance, but to make sure that we are there to help navigate life. So as an example, if a client were to ask you, should I help my son buy his first house? On the surface, at first glance, it's very financial, right? That's extremely financial. But what we've got to find out here are what are the family values? Because it's about boundaries. It's about legacy. So your job right there is not to crunch the numbers. Your job is to guide the whole conversation. So here's another mistake. Finding yourself staying in the numbers lane. If you do that, you are absolutely and totally replaceable. If you don't find yourself in the life conversations, you're always going to be replaceable by the next performance-driven advisor. Challenge yourself to step into a bigger role. Number five, show up in the hard times. Markets crash. Life happens. Clients lose spouses. They lose jobs. They lose businesses. The advisors show up then, and not just at review season, those are the advisors that the client keeps around for decades. For example, during COVID, how many of you picked up the phone and simply asked this question? How are you holding up? How is your family? The advisors that did that I work with, they didn't lose any clients. In fact, their referral numbers went through the roof. They gained loyalty that their competitors couldn't touch. When a client's spouse dies, they don't want a pie chart, right? They want someone to show up. They want someone to show up at the funeral. And more importantly, I actually learned this from a pastor years ago. It's not so much about just showing up at the funeral and just delivering the meal. Those are all important, but without a doubt. But set yourself a reminder for 1 month later, 2 months later, 6 months later, to make sure that's when everything hits. That's when everything, really, when they're at home by themselves and they haven't heard from anyone in a couple of months. That's when they really need to hear from you. Remember that. Write that down. Make sure that's a part of your normal practice. And here's the thing. I'll be blunt. If you're the type of advisor that only calls your clients when the markets are up, you're not their advisor. You are what I might call a fair weather friend. Don't be that advisor. Also, don't be the advisor that hides during market downturns. I guarantee you there will be market downturns. Silence is louder than any market loss. The advisor that hides during those market losses, clients remember that. More specifically, you want to be the loudest advisor when the market is down, meaning start your education. Make sure your newsletters are going out. Make sure you are active on social media. Make sure that you are setting up webinars. These are the things that you need to be doing when the market is down. So let's recap here some of the things that we went through today. So number one, listen with emotional intelligence. Number two, remember and celebrate milestones. Number three, ask deeper questions that reveal values, family values. Be a life guide, not just a financial guide. And number five, show up in the hard times, not just in review season. And at the end of the day, to be very, very clear here, numbers are replaceable. Human connection is not. Strong relationships are not. So in summary, if today's episode lit a spark, here's your next step. Reach out to two clients this week. Not to review numbers, but to check in on their life. And if you're ready to go in deeper on those conversations, but you're not necessarily sure how, or maybe you are ready and you've got some ideas, but you want some ways to refine maybe what you've been doing, I've got you. My team and I put together a really awesome kit. It's the Client Conversations Kickstart Kit. It's packed with questions, scripts, strategies to be able to help you connect in more meaningful ways. Just head over to our website, evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. Once again, evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team, and request the kit. We'll send it right over. Of course, if you found value in this episode, be sure to like, follow, subscribe to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. We are on all of the platforms. And here's the thing, we're just getting started. And this is where the real conversations begin. And as always, thank you for what you do for your communities. I know it's tough out there, and maybe you don't hear that enough, but thank you so much. And I really appreciate you, myself and my team do. Thank you.